Yo, what is going on? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you are listening to this. It is I, the one and only JR, aka Menace013. Damn, it feels good to say that again, man. You know, for the longest, all these years, for all these months, man, for the longest I've been practicing, making sure I still got it. Your boy still got it, right? Your boy still got it. So, what's going on, people, man? It's fucking, we here. April 3rd, 2024, I'm back to the regularly scheduled program. And listen, I know back in season three, it's been a long, I think it was like 2-3 years. And so shout out to everybody that have been pushing me to do it again. Shout out to Kevin. Kevin really, last year, you know, he been telling me, he was like, yo, man, we're going to do the podcast. We're going to do it again. Like, come on, what's going on with the podcast? So, you know, he really, really, really was like pushing me. So shout out to Kevin Phantasma Productions. And you know, I just wanted to make sure I had everything and you know, had my ducks in a row and everything lined up. Cause like in season three, I told y'all, for those who listen, and for the new listeners, I'm gonna catch you up, man. So some shit happened last season, I think it was like 2020, got into some, you know, some shit. And I didn't know if I was going to be a free man. I didn't know if I was going to be going to jail or not. You feel me? And shout out to my lawyers. Big shout out to my lawyers. But yeah, man, you know, and post, and it was happening in COVID time. So like the shit kept getting postponed and then things were coming up and I wasn't able to do things because I was like, damn, yo, I got this court thing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go there. I'm not even going to be able to do this, do that. I got to save this money. I got to put this money away. Shout out to my lawyers. Thank you. Shout out to my lawyers. And shout out to everybody that prayed. Shout out to Scotty. Shout out to Marcus. Shout out to fucking Sed. Shout out to Big Mike. But yeah, you know, it was just this fucking dark cloud over my head. And I was just like such worry and anxiety and depression. I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. I really know what the fuck is going to happen. And when I left that courtroom that day, man, I cried. I was like, yo, I can't believe this. You know what I mean? I could not believe it. But anyway, we back. And for those that's probably who's seen the YouTube video, I'm not 100% sure if you caught the YouTube video yet, but you'll notice that the time duration for these is, they both don't match. And the reason why, because I fucking did episode twice. I did this fucking episode twice. I did this shit twice. And so you could picture it like, you could say it's like episode 124 and then episode 124 plus, like a bonus. You know what I mean? Y'all really getting two episodes in one day. So, you know, thank you. You're welcome. You're getting two episodes in one day. Whether you want to watch or whether you want to listen, you want to do both, you're going to hear two different, stories. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear two different stories. But yeah, so I'm back with this season and I got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things coming down the pipeline. Pause. And you know, you're going to have you're going to have a variety of guests joining me on Room 013. You're gonna have a variety of guests joining in. There's a couple that I've been wanting to get from back in season one. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of season one, 2019, I have a fucking episode that me and Sed, my boy Cedric, aka Dark Loku, him and I were supposed to do this episode. So, let me turn that off. So on the episode, I recorded my part. I gave him this big intro and everything like that. And I really started off talking about the subject of the episode. And then I was going to cut to a little ad break. And then me and Seb's going to have the conversation. When I turned on my PC, I found that fucking episode. And I was like, yo, this shit, I didn't even know. Like, I totally forgot about it. But like I told him, I've been wanting to get him on for a long time. And, you know, maybe we can make that happen. We are going to make that happen. I'm going to stamp it right now. We are going to make that happen. We're going to have Seth on the episode. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have, who else I'm going to put on the episode? I really wanted to get, you're going to see, I'll probably post it up in my story or whatnot. But Kevin, you know what I mean? There was a point in 2023 where, you know, I said to him, you know, I wanna really revamp what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I really wanna start everything over, do a hard reset. And he said, you know, we should hold each other accountable. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's do like a planning board, like a vision board. Hold each other accountable, and then set these goals that we're gonna do, and see them through. And you know, We texted and we called each other and we a couple of times. The plan was to like meet up every often. I think we met like probably like once or twice, but then some shit happened. There was and then even though like running the wrestling show, you know what I mean? Shout out to BST Wrestling. It was just a whole lot going on, but I never thought it would just like speed run to like this. You know what I'm saying? Like when we talked about it in 2023, I was like, you know what? In January, I'm going to do the podcast in January. January came. I was really focusing on the merchandise and the promotion, the advertisement, you know what I'm saying? Like the preparation. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I made a post. I was like, I'm in love with the preparation. Y'all in love with the decoration. A lot of y'all don't know the separation. You know what I'm saying? So like, if you really think about it, a lot of people really don't focus on planning. They don't really, they just want to rush in and dive into shit and fucking, you know, just do stuff. Just put it out. Boom, boom. And you know, back in, I think that was like, that's how it was when I did either season 2 or season 3. I think it was in the beginning of season 3. Because I rushed into it. Literally, there would be nights before I would do an episode. Boom, upload it. And then at the last minute, you know, I'm talking about, oh yeah, next week's episode, X, Y, and Z is going to come out. Literally 24 hours left. I'm fucking recording the episode, editing up all night and just up, you know what I mean? So you rush in, you want to perfect your craft. You don't want to fucking just flood and do all types of shit that is mediocre. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I dialed it back a bit for one episode a week instead of the usual two. What was I doing? I was doing two episodes a week. So I dialed it back down to do one episode a week, right in the middle of the week, Wednesday. So, I honestly think that it works out better for me. And then because I'm also going to be doing the streaming, that's another thing I want to start doing and not focus too much on one project. You know what I mean? You can have a lot of projects going on, but take care of yourself. You know, your mental, take care of yourself and make sure it's perfect. You know what they say? Cross your T's and dot your I's. Make sure that shit's perfect. You feel me? So, the podcast every Wednesday. The streaming, on Twitch. Twitch will be every Thursday. Every Thursday on Twitch. And then Wednesday nights on Twitch, it's going to be after the pod stream. So once the episode comes out, hop on Twitch, talk about it, talk, you know, the guests that I have on episode, you know, we talk some more, a little extra shit, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like behind the scenes, but it's not really behind the scenes, but just like some candid stuff, you know what I'm saying? Won't be playing no video games that on those evenings. Thursday's night, you could catch me playing video games. You feel me? So that's what's on board. And the merchandise, like I said, you know, you can check out the website, room013.bigcartel.com. Got the pins on there. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting and purchasing the pins. And listen, you know, when I put that ski mask out, I didn't really think it was going to be, you know, I really didn't think it was going to be a lot selling like it did. And I was just like shocked, like that one. And then the Kane one was good. Like that one, you know what I mean? I don't know what it was. Maybe I don't know what it was. It was just like I was seeing notifications, bro. I was just seeing notifications. Fucking shits was coming in and people was, you know, was buying. I'm like, yeah, damn, man, I appreciate it. I would go drop some orders off to the post office, and halfway at the post office, I get a notification that another one was sold. So I want to thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for buying that. Someone said I should make the actual ski mask, and we working on that. We gonna work on that. We gonna put that out there. We gonna make the actual ski mask. The ski mask menace t-shirt. It is available. Is it available, or did I only make it available for myself? I'm not sure. You might want to check out the link in the bio. And yeah, the pins, the stickers, the magnets. Also, every Sunday, every other two Sundays. Did I say that shit right, or did I not say it right? I said it. Every other Sunday is going to be a sticker release. That's me on the shop. So that'll be Sticker Sunday. Every other Sunday, we're going to put a new sticker out. Shout out to the people that purchased the stickers as well. And then now the day 13 giveaway. If you're not familiar with the day 13 giveaway is a giveaway that we do on the 13th of every month. Now, originally, like I said, I wanted the episode to be in January, like how in previous seasons I did from January to December. One winner every month. In December, I pick two winners because, you know, there's not 13 months. So in December, I'd pick two winners. And then at the end of the year, all 13 people is going to be in for the grand prize. So due to, you know, the season starting in fucking April, as I said in the video on YouTube, those that purchased prior to the episode, this episode, those who purchased prior to the new season starting are entered into the day 13 giveaway. Like, you're automatically a winner. Now, you want to say, well, what if I have 20 people who purchased in the span of just 4 months, or 50 people that purchased in the span of 4 months? I think what I'll have to do is do like a little I'll have to do like a little bracket, or matter of fact, I'll just pop names out the fucking, I'll just do a spin wheel, you know what I'm saying? But if you were one person, if there was only one person that purchased in January, and they're good to go. If there's two people purchased in fucking January, they're gonna be versing each other. If there was 40 people purchased in February, you know, they're gonna be versing each other till, you know. So I'm you know, we still were polishing it out, you know what I'm saying? But I still want there to be 13 people at the end of it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, the day 13 giveaways will still be happening. It's going to be a lot simpler this time. It's not going to be send an email to, you know, to the email and then the first person that correctly answers gets it. We're going to do, we're going to make it a lot simpler. So you just put a comment, you know, share, and then I'll do a random generator and pick the winner like that. You know what I'm saying? As well as the merchandise. On the merchandise side, every day 13, there's going to be an exclusive drop that will be on the shop. It's going to be limited to 13. Now, when they sell out. They won't be produced again. I myself will not keep one for myself. I'm not going to keep it myself. So I want it to be out there just for the people, just for, you know, the fans and supporters. It's going to be like 13 of said items. So, for example, you got a fucking the Ski Mask Menace Pin. A fucking, we're going to do 13 glow-in-the-dark ones. You know what I'm saying? If 13 sell, that's it. If there's fucking, at the end of the day, if there's like maybe one left in stock, then I'm going to take it. If there's any left in stock, I'm going to keep one for myself so I could be one of those 13 people. But that whole day, I'm going to give it up for like, let's say 48 hours. Because I know some people may not have the funds, or, you know, they get paid on different, you know, cycles or whatever. So we'll do it for 48 hours. You know what I'm saying? Then once the 48 hours is up, it's going to be taken off the website. So, you know what I mean? If you happen to get something that's, you know, somebody else won, or like if the shit sell out and it's something that I would want to keep for myself, I'm going to have to holler at you and try and buy it off you, you know, try and trade some shit for you, trade with you. But that's another thing that's going to be happening. And what else? Yeah, you know, I think that's about it. You know what I mean? We're touched up on the merchandise. And also, shout out to Mr. DOF, Definition of Fly. Shout out to him. That man, if you don't know who he is, DOF Shop, go check him out. Follow him. That's one guy who has perfected his craft. He's a beast, man. He's a hard worker. His stuff, like, bro, I don't know many people that I could say are my friends that I've seen wrestlers wearing their merchandise on live TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, he creates jackets, t-shirts, hats, sneakers, everything. Like, fucking, to see his shit on AEW TV is crazy. You know what I mean? Big ups to him. Go follow him. Check him out. It's just, you know, I love seeing stuff like that, man. That guy's a hard worker. And, you know, just got to give him his flowers. You know what I mean? He's a real supporter. And I just got to give him his flowers. You feel me? And moving along, we touched on the podcast, the weeks, the streaming. There will be, at the end of the year, there's going to be a grand prize winner. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not, I did this last time, whether or not you're in the tri-state area, you know what I'm saying? If you're in the tri-state area, if you live around New York, I've been thinking about giving someone the prize of attending New York Comic Con. Now, how you get there, you know, that's on you. But I've been thinking about giving someone the prize of attending New York Comic Con. Actually, fuck it, a whole 4 days for New York Comic Con. You feel me? A whole fucking 4 days. Speaking of Comic Con, shout out to my boy Sed. Like I said, we're going to get him on episode. Shout out to my boy Danny Diaz, Toy Addict 17. Shout out to my boy CJ Smooth, Smooth Lens, the best shooter in the motherfucking game. My man was featured in PWI. Shout out to fucking Harry. Shout out to Manny. Shout out to the Wrestle Buddies. Go check out their podcast, Wrestle Buddies. You know what I'm saying? Go check them out. Now, we in April next month. some shit's releasing. Let me go down the list. Actually, in 4-7. Actually, May, right? I got a wrestling themed sticker coming out. And a 420 themed sticker. I wanted to come out on 420, but right now it's not looking like it'll be 420, but you still get it in May. So you'll still get that shit in May. Now, May 19. I know y'all know that that date is it's a very important date, because that date is the day when I released. Well, it wasn't last year. Actually, it was last year. The Kane pin, the Room 013 Kane pin. I released it on May 19. This year, you can expect another one. Also, you can expect new sticker, a new Neighborhood Menace sticker. So I got a whole bunch of those coming out. And then what we got? 6-2. We got the Room 013 logo pack. You know, I got the black one. That's the standard one. Got the Room 013 logo pack. We're going to have it in white, yellow, and green. And then in fucking July, we have an NBA pack coming out. That's in like in the beginning of July. And then at the end of July, we got the Don't Cheat Yourself, Treat Yourself Globe coming out. So a lot of things, man, a lot of things. I've been working on a lot of shit, man. Just, it's just been, you know, I've been busy, but I've been trying to, you know, have like a social life and whatnot and go out and do things. You might have seen on social media, you know, I'm going to these concerts, going to these wrestling events, going to these comic cons. And then I'm still working. You know what I mean? It's tough. You know what I mean? My sleeping pattern is still fucked up, but I'm making it work, man. I'm moving forward. I'm you know, always forward. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm just, you know, enjoying the fruits of my labor, just trying to do the stuff that I love. So I always tell people, you know, don't even worry about the fucking past and just do what you want to do and do what you love, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised. And just have fun. Just have fun. Have those memories, those experiences. And even like last year when I went to fucking SummerSlam, I really wasn't going to go to SummerSlam because I got into this crazy ass car accident. And I myself and, you know, Big Matt the Fortnite God, my brother, we got into this crazy ass car accident and we both literally could have died. Like, this shit wasn't no fender bender. This shit wasn't no just fucking like a scraper, just a bumper to bumper. This shit was like, we could have died. And yeah, thank the Lord, you know, we still here today. I'm able to tell the story. And it's crazy. That shit happened. I literally just bought my car. Just bought the brand new car. Not even, and it was exactly a month. Exactly a month, and the shit was totaled because of the accident, you know. But we walked away. That's the important thing. We walked away. So RIP to the Big Red Machine. That's what I called her, the Big Red Machine. RIP to the Big Red Machine. But yeah, man, we literally could have died. And when that happened, I was in, like, I was recovering and everything, and I was telling, I think this is the first time I'm telling people. Well, like, I told, you know, my family knew, and then a couple of people, you know, my family knew, my coworkers knew, a couple of people online knew. So this is like the first time I hearing about this. So I told the boys that, you know, I don't think I'm going to SummerSlam. Like, yo, I'm about to just sell my ticket, cancel the reservation to the hotel. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not going. So, and then, shout out to Bedrock, Marcus. You know what I mean? I love you, bro. He talked to me. He was like, listen, man, you know what I mean? Come out here, take your minds off things. You know, you alive. It could have been a lot worse. just come out here, have fun with us. And, you know, hearing that from him and Scott and Mike, it really, it really touched me, man. It really made me feel like, you know, there's people in your life that care, but then you like, you really, you just like, okay, yeah, they care or whatever, whatever. And, but like, when people like mean something to you and they want you to know, and they just say things that just touch you. You know what I mean? And it was just like, that shit was, it was definitely a good talk, and it was definitely a fun time out there, being out there. So I had a great ass time, man. I love Detroit, man. I love, yo, Tin Roof. Hey, yo, I got to go back out there. Yo, Detroit is so beautiful. You know, Detroit is so beautiful. You know what's crazy? At work, one of the guys was on a conference call, right? This was before I was even going to summer. It was like 2 years ago. One of the guys was on a conference call, and he was saying, yeah, I got a meeting in Detroit. Hopefully I don't come back with more holes in me. I heard that shit. I was like, wow, like, people give Detroit a bad, like, you know what I mean? There's some shit that happened in Detroit. It's some shit that happened everywhere in the world. You know what I mean? There's no place that's safe. Like, the greatest, safest place. You know what I mean? There's crime everywhere. You know what I'm saying? There's bad shit that happened. You know, but Detroit is really, really beautiful, man. The food, the people, just the atmosphere. Yo, we was walking downtown, and like, this shit was crazy. This shit was crazy. I could make a whole episode talking about my trip to Detroit, but I'm not gonna keep talking about it. I don't want to keep running on. I could make a whole episode talking about that trip, man, and like the, listen, man, I keep thinking about that shit. Shout out to everybody in Detroit, man. Shout out to that place, Michigan. Man, it's a beautiful place. It's a real beautiful place. If you ever get the chance to go down there, I would let you tell y'all to go down there. So definitely. So yeah, that was the car accident. I wasn't gonna go, and then, you know, I was just like, you know what I mean, just enjoyed life. Cause, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. Make sure you tell your loved ones that you love them. Don't try to fucking, like, don't ever go to sleep with hate in your heart and angry at somebody. Like a friend or a loved one. Don't ever go to sleep with hate in your heart about, like, something that happened with them. Because, you know what I mean, you go to sleep angry, like, damn, this motherfucker Jones ate my fucking ice cream, man. Jones, man, I thought we was cousins. Why you eating my ice cream, man? Fuck you. Then tomorrow morning, you wake up and you find out he passed away. He got hit by a bus. Like, that's crazy. You're going to be like, damn, I shouldn't have thought about that. You know what I mean? Just don't go to sleep with heart about somebody. You know what I'm saying? Just love yourself, love everybody. And I always say, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. And I love everybody. You know what I mean? One day, you know what I mean? You know how, like, you send reels to somebody, or you just on IG sharing posts and shit, or fucking on Snapchat sending something to somebody. Like, whether you know them or not, there's probably a chance, you know, it's probably a percentage that you mean something to them. Just a little bit, you know what I mean? Whether they're having a bad day and you send them something and you making them happy, or like, they don't really have no one to talk to, or they like kind of like antisocial, or they, you know, they just don't do shit, and then, you know, they got you online communicating with them, and then, you know, you making a day, you liking a post, or, you know, you sharing something, you know, like, they're interested in. And then fucking, you never know. One day you might send something to them and the shit does not say seen. Or like, You go on their fucking social media page and they haven't posted in like a day, 2 weeks, 4 months, 7 months, 13 months, a year, 5 years. And you just don't know. Like, they could have been dead. They could have died. They could have passed away. You know what I'm saying? So that's just some shit that, I mean, you know, I just be like, damn, like, you know, I be thinking about, like, everybody I've met in my life and everybody I've encountered or the people that know me, like, you just don't know. Like, you log on to your PlayStation, that should say last seen online 12 years ago. And it's like, damn, I wonder whatever happened to so-and-so. And it's just crazy. So, you know, always think positive. I'm saying always think positive, but I just talk about people dying. But y'all know what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, love one another, be grateful, and just live your life. Always do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of doing what makes you happy, next week, I'm gonna get this one individual who his baseball dreams were shattered and he turned to professional wrestling. This man is a righteous man. This man is a saint. I don't think I've ever heard this man say a swear word in my life. But he does post some questionable pictures that make me wonder, like, listen, the Lord is watching. What you doing, my brother? Where's your hand at in that photo? This man is a grown man who loves God and wrestling. Or is it wrestling and God? Anyway, for those who are you familiar, for those who are not, next week, Henny, I'm calling you out. I want you to find your seat. Come find your seat in room 013. We're going to have a chat. You're going to be my first guest. WrestleMania weekend. Yeah, you're going to be my first guest. Whether the interview is at WrestleMania, because I'm going back and forth whether I'm going to go or not. I'm like, am I going to go? Am I going to not? You know what I mean? I'm going back and forth. I'm going to World, but, you know, I'm going back and forth if I'm going to go to WrestleMania. But I want you and I to have a little chat, talk about your wrestling experiences and whatnot, all the shows you go to, all the seats you can't find. And, yeah, everybody stay tuned for next week's episode. Hopefully, if he accepts, you know what I'm saying? But I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. I know the YouTube video is totally different. So whether you go and watch the YouTube video or whether you already watched it and came back and listened to this, however it goes, like I said, episode 124 and 124 plus, I want to thank y'all very, very much. I love everybody. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. It's the one and only JR, AK Minister 13. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. Room 013.